It looks a wide open Nunthorpe, doesn't it?
Yeah, obviously the two-year-old has to be respected of Mr. Lyons. I thought Richard Hughes' horse was also a worthy contender. And yeah, it's a real open field, but I wouldn't change my lad for anyone.
How significant that, you know, you come here with a horse in good form, and of course you've got that great Group 1 win over in Ireland, which I know meant a lot to all the connections and everybody.
This horse deserves a Group 1 more than anything. Narrowly beaten at Royal Ascot, narrowly beaten in the Breeders' Cup. He's very consistent, and yeah, if any horse deserves it, I think it's him. He's a real character, a horse I love riding, and probably one of my favourite horses in training.
And drawn in the middle, in, you know, is that ideal, really? Because it does give you a few options, doesn't it?
He's a very straightforward horse. He can make the running. He can follow. He's a forward-going horse. If they're going crazy pace, he can track. He's the rider's dream, really. So, yeah, being drawn in the middle makes things probably a lot more smoother. We got Knight Raider beside us, who's a very fast horse. And, yeah, the two-year-old's not far. And Spicy Marg, who's the other two-year-old with a low weight with Harry Bentley, who isn't without a shout.
And for you, I mean, the most important thing is whoever wins is going to need just that little bit of luck. The gap's going to have to come at the right moment in a race like this, but normally in the Nunthorpe, if you're on the fastest horse, you get home.
But you need to stay because of how fast they go. So that's one thing. Arizona Blaze does probably stay 6 furlongs as well. So that's one feather on his cap, I think.
And New York, you've got a good record here, but you'd love to win a Group 1 here, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. A couple of years ago, watching the Judmont yesterday, reminiscent of Mishriff, but it'd be nice to get another one for the Ammo team.